Dan here at Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views and the views of our guest. And, of course, for this hour, we were going to be talking to William Grigg. William, are you there? Well, I guess not. So let's start off with, I know what he wanted to talk about, and that is really what's happening financially. Now, today, the stock market hit an all-time high. It was up 91 points or something over. It was really doing very, very well. If you look at the employment figures are up. More people are working. The production of our manufacturing seems to be doing fairly well. But the housing industry is falling apart, and certainly things on one hand don't look good because of housing, and certainly it's hard to borrow money to buy a large house today, and there are more and more foreclosures. On the other hand, we have increased employment and increased manufacturing. How do we explain this? Well, you explain it by the fact that our inflation is running rampant here, probably over 11% right now. The government wants to tell you there's no inflation, but when you have inflation, times are great. Employment is up, manufacturing is up, industry is up, everybody loves it. But of course, with the process, the value of your currency is being progressively destroyed. And every year, with 11% inflation, you lose 11% of what you've saved for your entire life and for your retirement. So basically, of course, as long as they keep pouring out money, and of course, you people who are calculating M3 figure it may be up even to 13.5%. And of course, they're not publishing anymore because they don't want you to know they're in the process of destroying the currency of our nation. And destroy the currency, you destroy the stability of our nation. And with that thought, William Grigg, thanks very much for being with us again. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's always good to be with you, Dr. Stan.
Well, you go right ahead and pick up the story.
I do think that one of the things we have to recognize about the current ongoing and accelerating buyout of the United States is that we're literally seeing a liquidation sale. We are seeing what had once been a middle-class independent country now being picked over by foreign creditors. And some of our foreign creditors, interestingly enough, are by no means all that creditworthy themselves. One of the big interests that's been involved in buying up infrastructure, particularly toll roads, and been involved in the project to create this mammoth so-called NAFTA superhighway, the trunk of which, of course, would be the much-discussed Trans-Texas Corridor, but eventually become this monstrosity that bisects the continental United States. One of the main interests involved in that is the Macquarie Bank of Australia. And just two or three years ago, they were given a license, official permission from the Federal Reserve Bank to operate here in the United States. Nobody really knew a whole lot about them, and they're a rather enigmatic concern. And they've been doing this type of investment all around the world. They're considered the world's leading toll road investor. But last May, there were some indications that all might not be well with their own bookkeeping and their own debt prospectus. And Jim Cramer, who is a recent convert to a perspective on the economy, which is a little more realistic than his former perspective, which was delirious, giddy enthusiasm over inflation, Jim Cramer, just in the last couple of days, has said that people ought to stay away from Macquarie. He said that he's looked at their performance and consulted with people who are a little more informed than he says. It looks a whole lot like Enron, what they're doing.
All right. Well, you hang on there. We'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg right here at Genesis.
producing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier-looking skin. Now, you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is William Gregg, and we're talking about really what's going on behind the scenes as far as the economy. The stock market's doing well, but you must understand the stock market is actually manipulated. They call it the Plunge Protection Team or the working group on financial matters created back during the Reagan administration. But a government institution that has the right to manipulate the stock market, why do they manipulate it? Because they're playing games with your mind. They're creating a reality. The stock market is up. You feel great. The stock market is down. You feel terrible. Well, go ahead, William. Pick up the story from there.
And, well, of course, one of the people who's been peddling the line that the stock market is the leading indicator of economic health is this Jim Cramer, the host of CNBC's Mad Money program. He's got a pretty good gimmick. He comes off as somebody who's a screaming maniac. And on the basis of his superficial enthusiasm and the comic aspects of that crafted persona, he's become really sort of the investment guru of choice for millions and millions of people. Well, a couple of weeks ago, actually probably about a month ago, reality finally set in, and he started talking about the fact that we had, gee golly Ned, who would have thunk it, a real problem in the mortgage industry with the subprime mortgages and the arms that were resetting, people losing their homes by the tens of thousands, and mortgage companies going out of business because they were saddled with huge volumes of unsustainable debt that had been created by the Federal Reserve. And so what Jim Cramer said back then was that the Federal Reserve needed to open the discount window and start inflating. They needed to start pumping liquidity into the economy, which is something, of course, they were already doing. They pumped in tens of billions of dollars into the economy, hundreds of billions, actually, in association with their colleagues, their co-conspirators, as a better way of describing that relationship at the European Central Bank and central banks from countries such as Canada and such like. But Jim Cramer sounded the warning about this Macquarie Bank from Australia that has been involved in the purchases of all these major transportation assets, the Chicago Skyway, the Indiana Toll Road, the Dulles Greenway in Virginia. They've been involved very heavily in laying the groundwork for the creation of the Trans-Texas Corridor and this so-called NAFTA Superhighway Program. And in order to do that, by the way, one of the things Macquarie did was it went in and bought up all of the weekly local newspapers along the route that this highway would be built. And so what they've done is they basically bought up the local media in order to ensure, I contend, that there would be no editorial independence when the costs of this program would finally become obvious to the people in these communities. This project would involve huge amounts of eminent domain seizures of I don't know how many millions of acres of land. And so, of course, there'd be people very upset about what would be going on in their communities. People would be in a position where their homes would literally be taken from them, admittedly at what would be called market value, but they're always going to be huge dislocations and problems. And so Macquarie was involved in the purchasing of all these local newspapers so to ensure that the media would be on their side as they went through this acquisition. Well, Jim Cramer, looking at their books in collaboration with people who have a little bit better access than he does to the specifics, is now saying that he's not certain that Macquarie is a viable financial entity itself, that their bookkeeping seems to have an odor similar to that which wafted from Enron before Enron's collapse because of their cute double-entry bookkeeping where they were concealing their debts in this unfathomable warren of shell companies. He says, this looks and smells a lot like Enron to me, which is a really interesting idea because these guys, once again, are in our country buying up huge tracts of property and major infrastructure assets. So who's going to be bailing out Macquarie, I wonder? Well, there's always a bigger fish. There's always going to be a bigger fish out in the ocean. But the point is that this is the sort of thing that we're going to have to get used to, is that there's going to be an ever-shifting food chain here, if you will, of foreign debt, foreign creditors who are going to be in the business of buying up debts from the United States. Now, the world knows that the United States is a crippled economy. The dollar, of course, is in free fall, and people are in full flight for the dollar. We're not able to make our debt payments in a timely fashion. They're going to raise the debt ceiling to $10 trillion. That's literally an astronomical sum. There's a fellow by the name of, I believe it's pronounced Subrahmanyam Chandrasekharan, who's the leading astronomer and astrophysicist. I think I probably butchered his name, but in any case, he's the leading authority in astrophysics. He points out that most scientific estimates of the time remaining until the big crunch begins, you know, he follows the model of the Big Bang followed by the big crunch, and the big crunch would be the beginning of the end of the universe along this model. But it would be about 10 trillion years is what they're talking about. Well, if you paid a dollar a year until the end of the universe, that's the amount of money we're talking about when we talk about $10 trillion. But all these things we're talking about in terms of the huge public debt, the decline of the dollar, people who are foreign creditors running away from the dollar, that's left the United States in the same kind of position that somebody who is badly maxed out on 5 or 10 credit cards with a mortgage he can't pay and car payments he can't keep up. We're in that same situation. And when you're in that situation, you can't make your payments, people come along and start buying up huge bundles of debt. And so you'll end up dealing with one collection agency, and then that collection agency will be bought up by somebody else, and so forth. Keep this up. Pretty soon you get into a position where you owe the money to somebody who actually breaks thumbs for a living. And that's the position I think that our country is going to get in pretty soon, because we have this combination of bad debt and an administration that is making enemies by the hundreds of millions abroad. We're in a position right now where we're openly competing with Russia and China, not only for the oil wealth and energy wealth of the Middle East, but also talking about grabbing some of the mineral-rich tracts of the Arctic Ocean. That's one reason why the Bush administration is interested in seeing the UN Law of the Sea Treaty revived and ratified, as they want to call the Arctic regions the common heritage of mankind so that we can wrest them away from Canada. When you start acting that way while you're a debtor pretty soon, rather than getting polite letters or indignant phone calls from creditors, they're going to send Vito over, the guy who's a kneecapper, to collect on what you owe. And I really don't know where that's going to put us in geopolitical terms, but I'm not anticipating it with anything resembling enthusiasm.
Well, you know, what's really so interesting is they're not telling us that over 25% of our major corporations have been bought up by foreign companies and people in foreign nations. I mean, what's more American than Westinghouse? The only trouble is Westinghouse is no longer an American corporation. It's a Japanese corporation. And then, of course, Maytag just recently was bought out, and I believe it was bought out by Westinghouse. And, of course, they're moving down south of the border. Understand that we are losing hundreds of American corporations, small and large, every single month as they're being bought up by foreigners. And, of course, as William's already talked about, buying up the infrastructure, you know, the New York Turnpike and the Ohio Turnpike and the Chicago Skyway. And so many of our bridges and our highways are being bought up. And we've already paid for them with our tax money. And now, of course, they're going to become toll roads. And the money that the municipalities and states are getting is being used to buy off the people who put the politicians in power, good pensions for the retired employees, so that they can pay them a lot of money this year. But what about next year? Where are they going to get the money there? They're going to raise taxes even higher. You raise taxes, people pick up and move to another state. So the whole system is beginning to implode. And, of course, with that and the falling dollar, and I know it was down almost to 77 a couple of days ago. Remember, it was almost up to 133 years ago. It's lost well over 40% of its value, and that is your money that has been stolen from you.
And by the way, that grading you're talking about is the real inflation rate. I mean, it's nothing like what we're being told in terms of low single-digit rates of inflation. I'm glad that you keep reiterating that point, Stan. The way that they calculate the consumer price index, they take out of the consumer price index everything except what they call the core inflation rate. The core inflation rate is defined according to the needs of the people who are composing the index. They take out of it, in any case, the things without which we cannot live, meaning primarily food and energy. But when you talk about the dollar shedding 40% of its value over 3 years, that's what's really going on in terms of actual inflation. That is the accurate index of what is being done in terms of making the dollar less of a scarce commodity. And, of course, there's nothing behind the dollar except for what we whimsically and comically refer to as the full faith and credit of the United States government. You know, when the people who hold the paper on our debt, people like the Chinese, the Russians, the Saudis, and such like, are holding on to a depreciating asset, they're going to want something tangible and more worthwhile than paper promises. And all a dollar is an instrument of debt. It says so very clearly on the front of the Federal Reserve note that it's for the discharge of debts, which means that it's only valuable if there's a debt to discharge. And, of course, that's something that is very tricky. You can create just enough debt, and then you have to create more debt, and that causes the value of that instrument of debt to go down. But beginning in the early years of this decade, you've seen where the Chinese in particular have been scooping up not only assets that remain here in place, I mean, huge tracts of agricultural land in the Midwest and factories and companies and so forth, but often they've literally taken these assets, put them on ships, and taken them over the Pacific to China. I'm thinking particularly of what happened when they bought out the Kannapolis looms. Kannapolis means city of looms. It was a North Carolina city that was involved in the textile industry. And with their major manufacturers all shut down in 2000, 2001, 2002. The huge looms that had given that city its name were crated up and put on trucks and taken overland to Long Beach, California, where they were put on ships in dock facilities that are operated by the Chinese government and sent over to China to manufacture over in China. Now, that's one way that the buyout is taking place. You mentioned the fact that a quarter of our corporate giants now owned by foreign interests. Another thing that could happen, and this is something I literally expect to see happen in very short order, would be the cannibalization of everything of value in our economy. That's happened to Russia. You know, Russia, after the supposed fall of the communist ruling elite in 1991, they simply deeded to themselves everything of value that wasn't nailed down in Russia. And that country has been pretty thoroughly plundered, albeit by people who are, at least in terms of geography Russians.
You're going to have to hold. We're just about ready for the next break, and we'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg right here at Genesis.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four tape or a four CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Thierry. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Money's talk figures, but we'll show you in that. We'll show you what they've really been doing and how they've been simply lying to the American people. We are on the verge of a rampant runaway inflation that is going to erode and destroy the value of everything that people have. And faced with this problem, you know, what did the Federal Reserve System do just about 2 weeks ago? They actually lowered the interest rate. What they should have done was raise the interest rate to try to drive the supply of currency and credit, but they didn't. They did just exactly the wrong thing, and I think this is what has happened down through the centuries. Whenever they've tried a fiat money system, politicians always do the wrong thing to try to please the public and get the economy going, and then every time, of course, it begins to slow down, they've got to put in more money and more money and more money until you end up with a Weimar Republic, or what it was in Russia in the 1990s, or what it was in Argentina here just 3 or 4 years ago. Pick up the story, William.
Well, you're making a really good point here about the infallible instincts of politicians for doing the wrong things. And in the case of an economy which is already suffering from the ravages of inflation, which is what's been going on here, you've had inflation parked in the stock market, and we've had a huge bubble, a speculative credit bubble created in the housing economy, which is something which is really unprecedented in our country. You've had regional bubbles before, and there were huge regional bubbles before the crash in 1929. This is the first time you've had basically the entire consumer economy on the crest of a huge credit bubble. But rather than fighting inflation by allowing the inflation to work itself out of the system, that means, of course, you're going to have a depression. Depressions, of course, are unpleasant, but they're not nearly as unpleasant as they become when you defer the day of reckoning. Rather than dealing with it in the way that should be pursued, they're doing the equivalent, really, of fighting a range fire with gasoline when they start to inflate anew. And they're not doing this because the public wants it. That's something that's really important for people to understand. The public has been sold on the idea, and oversold on the idea, as you pointed out, that the stock market, the Dow Jones, represents the leading index of the health of the economy. That represents the leading index, if you will, of the health of the investor class. And they're doing very well now, thank you very much, now that the Fed has opened the discount window and otherwise begun to take up magic checkbook and inflate again. They're doing very well. It's the rest of us who are really getting the short end of this arrangement. And so the politicians have done what they generally do, which is they've seen to their chief constituency here. The thing that I find really interesting, and this is a point I was building up to just before the last break, is that when an economy has been so ravaged, so mishandled by a ruling elite, that the country is in a position like ours, where it's a huge debtor nation under an unsustainable economic regime, one of the things that will happen, of course, is that people will come in and buy up a lot of the useful assets, the production plants and things of that sort, buy up the viable industries and consolidate them under foreign control. That's the role that the United States was promoting during the 1990s, and a lot of the world, the former Yugoslavia being an example of that, and what's going on in Iraq is another example. Russia provided, I think, probably the paradigmatic spectacle of a country being carved up by foreign speculators that way. In this case, foreign speculators working with the domestic criminal elite that had run the Soviet government, the intelligence, military, and political systems in that misbegotten political experiment. But there's another model, that is of the vultures simply coming in and picking away everything that's of any value. And on a small scale, we're sort of seeing that happen right now with respect to a lot of the basic elements of industrial production. I'm thinking particularly now what's going on with iron, scrap iron, and copper, to use a rather interesting approach to this illustration. Beginning in late 2005, there was a huge spike in the copper price because, among other reasons, China, of course, was importing all the copper it could get for its manufacturing plants. India was also involved in acquiring as much copper as it could find, so there's this huge spike in copper prices. That led to a sudden outburst of petty theft involving people stripping copper out of buildings that were being repaired, or stripping copper out of homes that were being built. Sometimes you had the thieves grab air conditioners and so forth and pull the copper out, but they were just pulling this copper out in any quantity they could get it and selling it because the price had gone through the roof. Same thing happened with pig iron, too.
All right, we're going to have to hold them waiting. Okay. We're just getting ready for a break. We'll be right back with William Greig.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is William Greig, but before we go on, I want you to find out how to get onto his blog. I will tell you, he's got fascinating material there and a great commentary you'll want to go to on a regular basis. So, William, how can people get to your blog?
The easiest way is to go to the website of The Right Source, which is the news portal that I helped to edit, a portal for news and opinion. www.rightsourceonline.com. Once again, that's one word, www.rightsourceonline.com. You go to the home page, look at the left-hand side of the screen, you scroll down about a third of the way through the page, you'll find my photograph. Next to my photograph, there are two hyperlinks. The one furthest from my photograph will take you to my daily blog, which is entitled Pro Libertate. That's a Latin phrase. It means for freedom. That's updated more or less daily. Although every once in a while, for reasons of convenience or whatever, there's a brief hiatus. But pretty much you can expect to see something new there between four and six times a week at the very least.
All right, and I would recommend it to our listeners. I have it in my, one of my favorites, and so I can just go down there, click on the heart, and William Grigg, and go to it. And you will benefit by getting William's information. It's great, as you know. William, for many years, was one of the senior editors of the New American magazine, and we're just pleased that we can have him up with us on a regular basis. Well, let's pick up the story. We've been talking, of course, what's happening to our financial system. The stock market's going up. Employment's going up. Things look rosy, but, of course, there are black clouds on the horizon because what we're seeing is runaway inflation and the government is simply lying to us.
Exactly.
And the reason the stock market's going up is because we have this inflationary spiral that, mm-hmm. in fact, they're manipulating the stock market just as they're manipulating the statistics.
Well, one of the things that I had mentioned in the last couple of segments was this idea that maybe you could have the spectacle of our country being picked over in a very literal way. People are buying into our country right now, and that's something which is being treated as a symptom, or rather a trait associated with economic health. People want to invest in this country. They believe in the United States and its economy. That's a favorite refrain being chanted by Rush Limbaugh. That's one possible explanation. Another possible explanation is that these people have these huge hoards of depreciating dollars. They would rather have something tangible than a huge hoard of depreciating dollars. And so they're going into our country, coming into our country, and buying up things that are of lasting value rather than holding on to an increasingly worthless dollar. But the other problem, of course, that we might have people come into our country and start strip mining it of things that are of value. I mentioned the example of what happened with the looms in Kannapolis, North Carolina, when they were just crated up and taken to China. And what's happened with the economy has also, I think, been very potently illustrated, the real health of the economy, by what's happened with commodity prices for such things as copper and iron, including just the type of scrap iron you would find at your typical junkyard or recycling plant. I mentioned that thieves started going through people's refrigerators and air conditioners and stripping out the copper tubing and trying to aggregate as much as possible because the price of copper had gone up so dramatically. People were actually talking in the precious metals markets a couple of years ago about the possibility that copper was becoming a precious metal or a semi-precious metal because it was starting to enter that the same kind of territory, not per ounce but per pound, that silver had been in 5-10 years earlier. I mean, the per ounce price of silver was not much higher than the per pound price of copper, and that type of parity just hadn't been seen before. Well, the same thing is happening now, and it's escalating. And the same sort of thing, the same kind of curve you can see with respect to prices was visible with respect to scrap iron, which is why suddenly manhole covers started disappearing in early 2006. That's one of the stories that I had taken note of in my old blog when I was writing the Birch blog for the New Americans website. I wrote a couple of pieces about how interesting it was that suddenly everything that was made out of iron or copper had to be kept under armed guard practically because people were going by and stealing and recycling this stuff. Over here in this little town of Payette, Idaho, where I live, Payette's about 8,000 or so in population, there's a recycling plant, and the fellow who runs that recycling plant is doing incredibly well for himself, and he's very, very happy about the direction that this is going. And I think I can understand why. I mean, he's turning a very handsome profit. The problem is, of course, that is another illustration of the depreciating dollar, among other things. But think about this on a larger scale. If it gets to the point where all the existing infrastructure and all the existing productive plants are in the hands of a certain group of foreign investors, and somebody else is looking for something tangible to dump these dollars into, I think one real possibility is that you're going to see literally people who are attached to these sovereign wealth funds or other foreign investment undertakings start thinking about what it is that they can start recycling out of the United States. We may get to the point where we're literally looking at selling off our natural resources. I mean, we're a resource-rich country. There are a lot of resource-rich countries in Africa and Latin America that have had to deed over their natural wealth to the IMF and the World Bank because they're not able to meet the obligations that they have foolishly undertaken with those UN-connected banking interests. And so we could find ourselves pretty much in the same position. I mean, we're, for instance, in terms of coal and oil, we should be self-sufficient. But there's a possibility that as our debts become more acute and our financial crisis, our economic crisis becomes more obvious, rather than becoming self-sufficient, we're going to have foreign interests come in and start buying up the energy assets that we should be using to make our country independent of Middle Eastern oil. And that's the sort of thing that's happening in Canada, strangely enough, although Canada is actually more healthy than we are from an economic standpoint. Their dollar, the so-called loonie, is stronger than the American dollar right now. And so we've seen how in recent years China has invested tens of billions of dollars in Western Canada looking for shale oil and tar sands and other things that can be used in order to extract petroleum. And this has been mutually beneficial because, you know, once again, that production is still going on in China, or rather going on in Canada, albeit with Chinese involvement. And China's been doing the same kinds of things in Latin America, too. There are big resource contracts they have with Brazil, for instance. But we could find ourselves in a position where we would lose whatever control that Americans have over those natural resource assets that are most critical to us, because of the debt hole that's been dug for us by our government.
Well, of course, the other thing is, of course, China is buying a lot of those things with American dollars. These are the dollars that we've sent over there. We've invested hundreds of billions of dollars to build up the industrial capacity of China. Why would you do that with a ruthless, tyrannical state that actually, you know, has killed millions, probably close to 100 million people of its own people?
Oh, at least that much.
Why would we be building up communist China? And certainly, I mean, where do you think China's getting the money to buy up the tar sands there in Canada? Why, from the United States. Where are they getting the money to buy up the things in Brazil? From the United States.
Mm-hmm.
But people never stop and think about how this thing is working. Our leaders are not stupid. They have done everything they could to encourage our industries to move to China and to build up the economy. And once again, we have created the best enemy that money could buy.
Yeah, I mean, there are many things. Stupid's not on that list. And after all, stupidity can only explain so much. Once you've accounted for stupidity, once you've controlled for stupidity, what remains is something even worse.
Amen.
And the fact that so many people who surrounded both Bush administrations have been very deeply involved in this, and those people are considered to be Republican conservative patriots, should tell you about how the political game has been rigged in our country as well.
Amen to that. In fact, China Petro, I mean, here's an extension of the Chinese government. They wanted to raise $5 billion to invest in the Sudan so that they could actually then funnel money to the Sudanese government so that they could wage war against the Christians in the south and against the black people of Sudan in the west. So China Petro, of course, did a lot of oil drilling, got a lot of oil out. But where did that $5 billion come from? Well, it came from American markets. And who was investing there? Warren Buffett, $2 to $3 billion in this Chinese communist company. Just recently sold out with a very nice profit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, what about the morality? Is there any morality involved at all? I mean, Warren Buffett, we think, is such a great investor. But he's a man with no, in my estimation, no moral principles.
Well, he's also the one who warned us that we're becoming sharecroppers in our own country, ironically enough. And he should know because he was involved in the process of bringing this about. No, I don't think that there's an instrument yet invented with sufficient powers of magnification and sufficient sensitivity to discern morals in people like Warren Buffett. There's another good example that I can cite of the same process, albeit on a financially much lower level, and that is the fact that just a couple of days ago, the Washington Post reported that the new government of liberated Iraq, the government that is being upheld by the blood being shed by American troops, just put in an order with the Chinese for $100 million. In small arms that would go to the security forces that are being created by the United States government and by the military in Iraq. So they're sending $100 million to China. That's money that was sent to Iraq by the United States, and it's being sent through Iraq to China to buy small arms for security forces that are going to end up killing American kids. That's the way that this system works. That's just a, really, if you want to see it in microcosm, the cynical and bloody-handed system that has been ruling us. There's a really good example. It's really difficult to think of a better one.
Well, I think maybe almost as good with the fact that we've been transferring technology to Russia on building all sorts of intercontinental and short-range and intermediate-range ballistic missiles. And, of course, Russia's been building them and then sending them to Iran and to Syria. And if we do get into war over there, you can be sure that it will be the American technology that will fuel the and will guide the weapons that will be used to kill, you know, our boys, to actually target our installations, to actually take down our planes, missiles, and maybe even some of our ships out there in the Persian Gulf. Why would you be transferring American technology, key technology, to both communist China and communist Russia? Because, believe me, nothing has changed in Russia. The head of the Russia today, Putin, just happened to have been a lifelong member of the Communist Party. And he was chief of the FSB, which is really the KGB. And nothing has changed other than the name of the organization.
Well, the thing about Mr. Putin that I find interesting, the one really critical detail about his vita, is that he served in St. Petersburg at a time when St. Petersburg was ground zero for the nexus between the KGB and the Russian mafia, which is essentially a creation of the KGB, it's the same folks, and the Western capitalists who were funneling huge amounts of money into so-called post-Soviet Russia for the purpose of privatizing the assets of that country. And by privatizing, what they meant is putting them into the hands of the same people who are now posing as Western-oriented Democrats, whereas before they had been members in good standing of the Politburo or the other elements of the ruling nomenclatura. I mean, Vladimir Putin was right in the middle of all this back in the early 1990s, late 1980s or the early 1990s. And now he's announced that although he's going to turn over power as the Russian president, he's thinking about becoming prime minister again. He'd been appointed prime minister by former Russian president Boris Yeltsin, and he inherited the presidency and all the advantages of incumbency before the election that was held after the bombing campaigns that were carried out in 1999 by the KGB. And now he's talking about, once again, making sort of a lateral move back to the prime minister's position, where he'll continue to be what he's always been, which is the most conspicuous and probably the most powerful representative of the Siloviki, the so-called strongmen, the people that run the intelligence and secret police and military organs in Russia.
And they have a dictatorship there today. But, you know, one of the things I think really we should mention to our listeners is most Americans have never stopped and wondered, how is it that Russia came to be the largest exporter of both oil and natural gas in the world? How did bankrupt Russia, I mean bankrupt totally, you know, after the inflationary spiral there in the 1990s, and certainly in the late 1990s, they couldn't even pay any of their bills. They were having to default on their loans. How is it that today they are the largest exporter of oil and natural gas, and certainly Europe is largely dependent upon Russian natural gas and, of course, Russian oil? Where did they get the technology? Where did they get the money to drill the wells? Well, of course, they got it from the United States.
Yeah, they got the hardware
from
the United
Exxon,
States,
they
too.
Got it from BP, they got it from Shell. Each one had a $20 billion contract with, of course, Russia. But not only that, but the Export-Import Bank was over there, the Asian Bank, the World Bank, all of them extensions of America. And if you read my little pamphlet called The Communist Capitalist Alignment, it's simply four of our newsletters, the Communist Capitalist Alliance, it's a term that Solzhenitsyn used when he pointed out that we'd been financing communism, the United States had financed communism since its inception. You need to get that pamphlet, and we simply give you the documentation of how America built those oil wells and built and drilled the gas wells and built the pipelines. We and, of course, our other friends, British Petroleum and Shell Oil, and they all interlock with our ruling elite. Till the American people understand, it is building the best enemy money could buy, transferring America's wealth to other countries, redistributing the wealth to the American people. That's what it all is about, so we can lower the living standards here and raise the living standards throughout the world. And when you understand that, everything makes sense. Otherwise, nothing makes sense.
Yeah. Well, the Import-Export Bank was created for the express purpose of financing ventures of that sort in Soviet Russia. I mean, it was created in, I believe it was 1933, just after the Roosevelt administration diplomatically recognized the Soviet Union. And the Export-Import Bank since has broadened its portfolio a little bit, but its original purpose was nothing more or less than to capitalize the industrialization of the Soviet Union under Joseph Stalin. It's been pretty true to that rescript ever since. The other thing that I think is really interesting about what's been going on in the so-called former communist world is something that's directly related to the travails of the United States auto industry, and that is that beginning in 1984, it was that noted anti-communist Ronald Reagan who opened up the spigots of export-import and OPIC and all these other official conduits for state subsidy of the Chinese industrial sector. It was Ronald Reagan who opened the floodgates after he visited China in 1984, and one of the first things that happened was that China started to develop an auto industry, and he had these joint ventures being carried out by General Motors and by some of the other elements of the U.S. auto industry where they could build automobiles much more cheaply using what at the time you'd have to call unambiguous and outright unmistakable slave labor. And it's gotten to the point now where China has a domestic auto industry, which is not only building automobiles using United States-created specifications and techniques for the purpose of selling to other Chinese. I mean, the selling point was...
William, we're out of time. God bless. We could go on for another hour, but God bless. Thanks very much. Unless
you'd
like to go on for another hour. I don't have a guest for the next hour. Thanks so much.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
The digestive tract, a natural waste factory built within all of our bodies. Roughly 25 feet of tunnels designed to absorb nutrition and then dispel the waste. But what happens when the waste gets clogged up? More than 4 million Americans have frequent constipation, accounting for 2.5 million physician visits a year. Now there's AlloCleanse, an all-natural formula based on herbs and safe enzymes. AlloCleanse gently sweeps the entire digestive tract and supports comfortable, regular bathroom habits. You'll feel lighter, and you'll feel clean inside. And when you remove the waste buildup with AlloCleanse, you'll have more energy. Energy to use on other things, besides worrying about constipation.
For a risk-free trial of AlloCleanse, call 1-800-890-3525. Call in now to find out how you can get two free gifts with your order. Try AlloCleanse risk-free by calling 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525.
Hill. This is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay. And I do hope that many of you out there enjoyed the program with William Grieg. And let me suggest, if you really want to understand, that this whole idea of communism is a myth. It has been created by the very Anglo-American establishment that really rules our country and has a tremendous influence over both the Russian and the communist governments. Now, if you'd like to document what we're talking about, let me suggest you get my pamphlet. It's called The Communist Capitalist Alliance. It's a term that Solzhenitsyn used in a speech he gave before the AFL-CIO back in 1975, and we simply quote from that and other sources and document the fact that we've been funding communism since its inception, and we continue funding it today, even though they have massive reserves and we're having to borrow money throughout the world just to pay our debts every single month. That doesn't make any sense unless you understand that there are spiritual forces behind everything going on that are guiding what's going on. Gorbachev, why did Gorbachev actually allow the Soviet government to crumble? Well, very, very simple, because he's deeply involved in the occult. And, of course, we carry a book actually written by a man who has met the Maitreya. He's living over in Henderson, Nevada, waiting for his return, along with hundreds of other people from the occult. But he talks, and I think the book is called Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. We do carry the book, but we do not list it on our webpage. We do not list it in our catalog. But it's Wayne Peterson's book. Wayne Peterson, you have to request it specifically when you call 1-800-544-8927, and it will go into the background of Gorbachev and the occult. Most of the leaders of the world today are involved in the occult. They come from secret societies, as does our president, as did his father, as did his grandfather, the Bushes. I mean, certainly if you go back and study the history of the Second World War, it was Prescott Bush's law firm that was involved and banking firm that was involved with helping the Nazis. So until you understand that nothing is it appears to be. That's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and read it and listen to, of course, to the DVD. But get the book because it's got the sources and documentation. And you find that so many of our very wealthy people have been involved in the occult. J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers, Carnegie, Henry Ford, Thomas Edison. They were all involved in the occult. And until you understand that, nothing that's going on today makes any sense. Well, let me suggest you call our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People, by Wayne Peterson. That, of course, takes you into the background of Gorbachev and his involvement with the occult and the supernatural and with the other dimension. And then, of course, Professor Sutton's books, Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, Wall Street and the Bolshevik Revolution, my pamphlet, and it's inexpensive, and you can buy them in large numbers at a very cheap price because we want you to get the information out. The pamphlet is called The Communist Capitalist Alliance. The Communist Capitalist Alliance. You need to get my interview with Professor Sutton on the best enemies money could buy. We have a book by the same title. And we have so many other great things. You want to get our DVD on the World Revolution, my interview with Ambassador Smith, who was the ambassador to Cuba at the time. Your government intentionally brought Fidel Castro to power knowing he was a communist. But you see, it's great to have him just 90 miles off the shore. We can point to him and say, there's the enemy. We've just got to have more power for our government to protect you from the wicked Fidel Castro, who happens to be a close friend, of course, of David Rockefeller's daughter. If you haven't read David Rockefeller's memoirs, we carry that. Please remember, we're having an all-day conference on the 28th. We hope many of you can come. And, of course, pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty. We'll be right back.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, right now they're going to be your views because our regularly scheduled guest missed a plane in New York and won't be able to be with us. So we're just going to have open lines. And so if you'd like to give us a call, our number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But let's talk about really what we were talking about during the last hour. And that is the fact that since the inception of communism, and this goes back to 1917, why it has been funded by people here in the United States. In fact, the communists would have lost the revolution had it not been for the fact that the British infiltrated the background of General Wrangel, who headed the Army of the South, and, of course, the Americans undercut Admiral Kolchak, who was with the Army in the East. They were fighting the communists, and we did everything that we could to undercut the anti-communists. We were giving massive financial aid, and 97% of it, 97% of the aid, massive aid that the United States gave to Russia in that period following the First World War, went to the communists, and 3% went to the anti-communists. Do you honestly think that happened by accident? And if you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, why we tell you how Colonel House, who was certainly one of the key Machiavellian characters of that era, and he was, of course, in Paris at negotiating the Treaty of Versailles, and both Clemenceau, who was the Prime Minister of France, and Orlando, who was the Prime Minister of Italy, both were concerned about the communist threat because the communists had actually had a revolution in Russia. Lenin was in control, and they were talking about, of course, taking over the whole world, and both the Prime Minister of France and the Prime Minister of Italy wanted to do something about it. And if you go back to the Sterling Library at Yale, you'll find Colonel House's diary. It's been there. It's been suppressed for many years. It's been suppressed because it was bought up by Time Warner in the 1970s, but the idea would be published and then never published. And nobody's even supposed to be able to copy it, but we did get a chance to copy it back in 1980. And Colonel House brags about how he was able to lie to Clemenceau and lie to Orlando and tell them there was just no way that we could possibly, the West could possibly, do anything about communism. And then he chuckles in his own diary and said, of course, I knew what I told them wasn't true. It would have been very easy to put down communism, but I didn't want Clemenceau and Orlando to know that. Why was he, of course, doing everything he could, along with, of course, the people working behind the scenes, to make sure that the communists took over Russia? Why, very simple. We needed an enemy. And, of course, Colonel House was deeply involved with the occult. He had supernatural powers. He was able to control people's minds. He was able to control the mind of Woodrow Wilson. He was able to control the mind of FDR. And If you read the history of that time, it becomes very obvious. And, of course, House was very close to a man named Nicholas Roerich, who was one of the leading occultists of that era. And we're talking about the beginning of the 20th century. And, of course, Nicholas Roerich was then replaced by Manly P. Hall, who became one of the leading occultists then of the second half of the 20th century. And, of course, those of you who listen to our programs regularly, I know we often talk about Nicholas Roerich and then Manly P. Hall, who created the Philosophical Research Foundation in or Institute in Southern California. And then, of course, he's been one of the major teachers of the occult and esoteric philosophy, you know, for the last half of the 20th century. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show the victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now, our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last year. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website or more information, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, all debt has become mathematically impossible to repay, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Nuclear reactors? Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course we're having open lines today. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And we invite your calls because we have nothing prepared, and I'm just talking off the top of my hat, but I'm simply asking the question, and that is, of course, you know, why is it that America is building, has actually guaranteed the funding for 5 nuclear reactors for China? They're going to be built by Westinghouse, and everybody says, of course, that Westinghouse is an American corporation. Westinghouse is no longer an American corporation. Westinghouse was bought up by a Japanese country. And so Certainly, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY if you'd like to give us a call. And certainly, I've been giving out the wrong number because we did the first hour on Genesis. Now, this is at Radio Liberty. So if you'd like to call us, the number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And of course, we'd love to hear from you. Anyway, of course, we've gone into the background. It's starting back in 1917, and we actually trace this in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, from books that were actually written at that time about how America had financed the Soviets. And certainly we have a speech that Solzhenitsyn gave before the AFL-CIO in 1975, where he talked about the Communist-Capitalist Alliance. In fact, we published that in one of our newsletters, and we've even put together a little pamphlet. It's called The Communist-Capitalist Alliance, going into which documents, you know, first of all, Professor Sutton's testimony before the Republican Platform Committee back in 1972 that cost him his job at the Hoover Institute. And then we republished part of Solzhenitsyn's speech. We have the entire speech, but you'll find it very difficult to get. But we can always provide these things for you. And then, of course, we simply go into the fact that we are the ones who would actually drill the oil wells and the natural gas wells for Russia, which has made them the largest producer of both oil and natural gas in the world. And you can thank the American government and American corporations like Exxon, which had a $20 billion investment there in Russia, and then along with British Petroleum and Shell Oil, they're the five major oil companies, and they all interlock together. British Petroleum is the British royal family. The Royal Dutch Shell is the Royal Dutch family, the king and queen of the Netherlands. And, of course, Exxon and Chevron, American corporations, are coming from our royalty, who are the Rockefellers, the ones who really run our country. And if you honestly believe that Bill Gates and Warren Buffett are the richest men in America, you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh for too long. Well, let's go to Canada's calling from Santa Cruz. And again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Kent. How are you doing?
Stan?
Yes.
I'm doing fantastic. But I had a question in your interview with Dr. Cuddy on Monday. There was mention of David Rockefeller addressing some group and saying that their window of opportunity was small for establishing this North American Union.
Yes,
because there were powerful forces arrayed against him.
Right.
And do you have any identification of what powerful forces he might have been referring to?
I think he was talking about people like you and I, and of course people who are trying to get the information out about what they were doing. He recognizes that there's a growing awareness. Now, we don't have the billions or hundreds of billions of dollars that he does, and we don't control both political parties. But the one thing they fear, of course, is the American people are going to awaken. Now, well, basically, Dr. Cuddy was referring to a talk that David Rockefeller had given back in the late 1990s, a very early part of this century. And we actually carry a copy of that. It's called American Union 2005, and it's sort of a long, boring talk, but you'll actually hear David Rockefeller talking for about 30 minutes, and it's here that he makes that statement. It's American Union 2005. They're planning to unite all of the American states. You know, by 2005, they thought they'd unite North America and South America, and they failed. And now they've had to go after the North American Union, and, of course, there's South American Unions being organized under the auspices of Hugo Chavez, and he's actually organizing that. He's playing his part, just like Fidel Castro plays his part. But the whole idea is to unite the countries, to get them to give up their sovereignty. And once they've given up their sovereignty, then you can get them to unite into these blocks. Europe, North America, South America, Asia, certainly Africa, and, of course, the Arab bloc. And then once you've got all these blocks, then you can unite them into the one world government. That's the plan, and that's what they're carrying out today. And when the president says we're not trying to unite with Mexico, just ask, well, then, if we're not trying to unite with Mexico, why have you done everything you could to blocked the building of a fence between the United States and Mexico. And I think they've got maybe 100 miles of the fence built, but they were supposed to have had some 700 miles built by next October, and they have no intention of doing it.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Anything else?
Oh, I just want to thank you.
Oh, well, God bless them. Just keep listening and try to get other people listening, too.
You're my source.
God bless. Thanks so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, fine. Well, let's go then to Tom from Carmel. And again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Tom. Tom, are you there? All right, we have Tom from Carmel. Well, I guess we're going to give up on Tom, and we're going to go to Robert, who's calling from Monterey. And get our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Robert. How are you?
Yes, good afternoon. I'm fine. Dr. Stern, I'd like to just make a little suggestion here that Americans are not dumb people. Americans are very intelligent. The problem is that they ask the wrong questions.
You're absolutely right.
I have two things now. Concerning the Federal Reserve and Osama bin Laden. Concerning the Federal Reserve, the question to ask is who owns the Federal Reserve? Most Americans think it's a government operation. It's a private bank.
Right.
Owned by other bankers.
Right.
The second question is, the assumption is that Osama bin Laden is a lone ranger somewhere out there, that he is in command of forces. Who does Osama bin Laden work for?
Now, of course, that's a very good question. In any effort to bring out the fact that he was involved, you know, older in the 1980s with the Central Intelligence Agency, or the Central Intelligence Agency was recruiting these Muslim warriors, the Mujahideen, from all over the world and indoctrinating them in this radical form of Islamic belief. We are never to mention that, but we do carry a couple of books that get into the background, and one of them is called The Devil's Game, which points out how the CIA financed Al-Qaeda, how the CIA financed Hamas, you know, this terrible organization that's trying to overthrow Israel today. And until people understand that this whole thing has been staged to confuse us, until they understand we are creating the best enemy money could buy, we need an Islamic enemy so we can justify going to war with the Islamic world. I think that's what it's all about. And the key to this is who does control the Federal Reserve. I think you're absolutely right, Robert.
Yeah, and another thing is that I can answer the Federal Reserve question. The Federal Reserve was conceived and brought together on Jekyll Island, a mortgaged piece of property for resort hunting, I believe.
Right.
And the fellow who conceived the name was Paul Warburg.
Right.
Paul Warburg was married into the Rothschild family, the banking family, the wealthiest family on earth. And they were the lenders and financiers of kings and queens 200 years ago. And it is this family that controls a good chunk of American the American Federal Reserve System. By that I mean it controls the issuance of our currency. The American people have no ability to decide what to do with its own currency, how much of it should be issued, and whether or not the people who advocate the Federal Reserve, these foreign bankers controlling the American economy, say that we would just have inflation if Congress were to go back, as the Constitution insists, that Congress would control the currency.
I mean, but you see what's so absurd about that is since we've had the Federal Reserve, they destroyed over 96% of the value of the 1913 dollar, and the dollar's lost certainly over 40% of its value in the last 3 years. And where is the outcry about, you know, stability for our currency?
Yes,
when you talk about the Rothschilds, you have to understand that they are part of this world satanic movement. They're deeply involved in the occult. And this is, of course, what energizes so many of the people within the world central banking movement.
Yes, Dr. Sand, and even if you assume the worst-case situation, the American Congress has control over the issuance of the currency, I refer to Gandhi. when the British told him, if you take over the country, you will have problems, you will make mistakes. And Gandhi simply replied, yes, but it will be our mistake.
Because, you know, this battle has been going on. It really started back in about 1790 with the argument, the debate between Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton as to whether we should have a central bank. And, of course, Jefferson did not want it. Hamilton wanted it because he wanted a monarchy and he wanted to tie us back to the British government. In fact, he had walked out of the Constitutional Convention because he didn't like the sort of government we had. He wanted an all-powerful ruling elite, and that battle has been going on ever since 1790. At one time, we were a free nation. Unfortunately, Alexander Hamilton has won the debate. We have a central bank that controls the destiny of our nation and is about to impoverish our people. Hey, we're out of time. Do you want to hang on or just...
No, I've said enough for now. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. Bye-bye.
This is a market alert from Midas Resources. Since August 9th, the Fed has created and injected $200 billion into the financial markets to keep them afloat, ignoring the hyperinflationary hangover that is the sure result. Data released by the New York Federal Reserve shows that foreign central banks have cut their stash of U.S. Treasuries by $48 billion since late July, with falls of $32 billion in the last 2 weeks alone. Could China be quietly dumping the dollar? The quality of your life depends on the quality of your currency, and the quality of the dollar is poor because the quantity is so high. Printing money out of thin air has disastrous results, victimizing middle-class citizens and discouraging savings. If you have been considering precious metals as a hedge against inflation, you need to act now. Procrastination is the mother of lost opportunities. Call me, Tom Andrew, at 1-800-606-1294. That's 1-800-606-1294.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Be sure to tune in to our new program, Crash, Are You Ready?, which airs just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones, weekdays, Monday through Friday. On Wednesday, October 10th, we will feature a very special guest, Congressman Ron Paul. Congressman Ron Paul will discuss the parasitic debt money system of the Federal Reserve Bank and what he would do to make positive changes in an era of false flag manufactured fear. As the neocon artist's relentless assault on our freedoms increases, one man has stood as a bulwark against the one-world debt slavery system, Congressman Ron Paul. Again, be sure to tune in Wednesday, October 10th, to our new program, Crash, Are You Ready?, for this very special interview.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first, until we tested 6 tornado units, and in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today, or visit tornadoair.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Rick calling from Texas, and Rick has some sort of a ticker tape where he can actually follow the course of commodities. And he's pointing out that, you know, they're having real trouble as far as the value of the dollar. The value of the dollar is dropping, and he suspects they're manipulating the price. And I say you're absolutely right, but they're not going to be able to keep the price of the dollar up because, of course, we have a massive debt. And there's no incidence in all history of our nation has been actually, you know, consuming 6% more than it's producing and running deficits close to $1 trillion. A trade deficit is about $900 billion this year and has been running and increasing every single year right up until now. And eventually the rest of the world is going to say, we're not going to continue financing America's debt. And that's what's happening now.
You get the feeling we're on a big turkey farm?
Yeah, we are the turkeys, Rick. But our job is to get people to understand. And if they don't care about freedom, if they don't care about their kids, maybe they'll be concerned by the fact that they're going to lose their life savings, they're going to lose their pensions, they're going to lose their CDs, they're going to lose everything they have that's affixed to the American dollar, because the American dollar is being intentionally and purposely destroyed.
Yeah. Well,
but
just,
that's maybe it's, there's going to have to be some terrible things to happen before the American people are going to get out of their apathy and realize that they're going to have to take a stand against the so-called invisible government. There is an invisible government that controls our nation, that controls the world, and behind that are powerful spiritual forces. And if we don't take a stand against them, then they're going to win. It's just that simple. But behind that, of course, is this eternal battle between God and Satan. And I just assume be on God's side, and I'm sure you would, too.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Dr. Stan, I've been praying. I hadn't been praying this way until maybe a couple months ago when it looked like Ron Paul had a real good chance of at least, you know, showing up in the debates and possibly being one of the front runners. So I've been praying for his safety. But also I've been praying that this complex, the Federal Reserve System and this whole governmental overstructure that's been taken over by the dark side, as you rightly say, it would be taken down, because we're getting real close to a no return point here.
Yeah, well, of course, without God's help, we have passed the no return point a long time ago. But
yeah.
I believe God is going to use what's happening there to draw the attention of the American people to what's happening. And maybe, of course, this is what it'll take to awaken the American people and bring them back to a personal relationship with our Lord.
Do you think we ought to stay here in America?
I think that the battle is here, and if America falls, then, of course, the whole world is going to fall. So you can run away from the battle, or you can stay here, and we've decided we're going to stay here. And, of course, our weapon is the truth, because we have the truth on our side. And I believe this is what God wants me to do. You're going to have to ask God what he wants you to do.
If we can get someone like Ron Paul in, it's the best chance we've had of getting somebody that's not part of the evil cabal.
He is a very, very courageous individual. I mean, I have the greatest respect for him. I've known him, not personally, but I've followed his career for 40 years, and we're lucky to have him. And, you know, he is capturing the imagination of an awful lot of young people, and there are an awful lot of people out across America who are, when they hear his message and understand he wants to cut back on the government, he wants to do away with the Federal Reserve, he wants to stop the Internal Revenue Service, he wants to cut back on everything the government's doing that is unconstitutional, he wants to bring our kids home from Iraq. They say, oh, if you bring them home, there's going to be chaos. What do you think you have there now?
There'll
be chaos as long as we are there. Let me just point out, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We've got open lines, and, of course, we've got Rick calling from Texas. And if you'd like to call in, we've got something you'd like to talk about. We'd love to hear from you.
Well, Dr. Stan, you could be his vice president.
No. I'm a little too old for that. And I believe that, I mean, I've run for political office in the past. I believe God wants me behind a microphone, and this is where I'm going to stay. As long as God gives me breath, and we still have a microphone to sit in front of. But I believe that, of course, my expertise is in understanding history and trying to educate people. And then, of course, you've got to help because you've got to reach people. And there are people all over America listen to our programs who are telling their neighbors and their families and about what's going on. Usually they think they're crazy, but we're just hoping before long they're going to be afraid that they're not crazy, that this really is truly, that there really is this spiritual battle going on, that our leaders are betraying us, and that the war is simply being fought for entirely different purposes, we're being told. And one of those major purposes is with the hope that they're going to be able to involve us in a war with the entire Muslim world, which will lead to the bankruptcy of this country and the destruction of our military and the demoralization of our people. And hold on, we'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteef spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteef exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest right now is David. He's calling from Quebec, Canada, from Gaspé and up in Quebec. And remember, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. And we're having open lines, so David, go right ahead.
Yes, talking about the last caller you had, you were saying that you're more optimistic now than you were back in the 60s. I tend to agree with you on that too, because for one thing, the situation today is that we have the people that are backing this money-wise. They're really on the ropes today. The people are more awake. The people are waking up more and more every day. And this is sort of their last. It's all for nothing for them if they don't. Succeed in their push for a world government now, they will be set back for many, many years.
And not only that, but these people are traitors. These people are they're involved in frank treason, and if we can ever get the American people to understand that...
Unbelievable.
That, of course, these people, by the definition of the Patriot Act, the definition of a terrorist is somebody who wants to change our form of government. That's David Rockefeller and everybody in the Council on Foreign Relations. By the definition of terrorism and the Patriot Act, they are all terrorists. And I think this is what we've got to do, is point out that these people are traitors to America. Their loyalty is not to America. They want to destroy our sovereignty. And many of these people have sworn an oath to uphold our Constitution and defend it from all enemies, foreign and domestic. And they themselves are the enemies, the domestic enemies of our Constitution. And believe me, there are a lot of people within the military and within the police, you know, who understand what's going on. And I just hope and pray that when push comes to shove and they try to declare their dictatorship, there are going to be enough Americans who are going to say no. That's all we need to do. If there are enough Americans who say no, they can't do it. And anything else you'd like to say, David? And, of course, Canadians, too, because we're going to have to depend on you. We're all in this together.
Oh, yes, we're all in together, sir. And my brothers down south, to me, I look at them towards them as the same as I look towards another Canadian, you know. But I would like to add one other thing, is that the people, there's a lot of people today that seem to think that this one world government is a push for humankind, and it's going to be a benevolent thing. But I can assure you, it's a malevolent thing, and it will eat you away. This is the slavery of mankind. It's not a benevolent thing for mankind.
You're absolutely right. In fact, this goes all the way back to Nimrod. And of course, Nimrod wanted to build the Tower of Babel. He wanted to unite everybody behind him. And they were building this Tower of Babel as in defiance against God, because if God should ever want to destroy the earth again with a flood, they'd be able to get up on the top of that and escape. They would not be answerable to God. And that's what it was all about. And God intervened at that time and caused all the people to speak different languages. They began to babble. And of course, but what people do not understand is there have been secret societies going back to the time of Nimrod that have been working to unite the world. And of course, they got their power by contacting the other dimension, the spiritual dimension. And, you know, if we have a wonderful talk, it's called The Forbidden Secret, where we just track this thing from the very beginning and show you pictures of the Tower of Babel. And then, of course, the building that is actually built in Strasbourg today, where the European Parliament meets, which is a replica of the unfinished Tower of Babel. So it's very obvious to the people on the other side. They sort of chortle because they know what's going on, and they figure most of us are too dumb. But I don't think we are. I think that there are more and more people waking up, and we've got a lot of good people out there. Alex Jones is doing a great job, and certainly, Joyce Riley is doing a great job, and so many of the people on the networks that we're on, the American Freedom Network and the Republican Network and the Genesis Network, everybody is playing their part. None of us is going to accomplish this alone. In fact, it's really God's battle, but let's hope that we are worthy of his intervention.
Yes, and Satan is really, really trying these last days to win more souls, his bet with Jesus and God himself. But I assure you that he will not win everybody.
Oh, well,
I assure you, good men will go down and will face Satan into his eyeballs and will not back down at all.
Oh, because you can see this conspiracy against Christianity. You see it in the television. You see it in Time magazine. You see it in Hollywood productions. There's an intense hatred of Christianity, which makes me know that we're on the right side.
Yes, we are. And I hope that you and yours will be safe, Dr. Stan, and all the good people down in America. I hope they're praying that things will get better. and I hope they do not have a insurrection, I should say. And that's the last thing you need now is any kind of armed insurrection.
You're absolutely right.
I know it's becoming a tinderbox, but you've got to control and you've got to stay within God's path.
Absolutely. And God bless you, and I hope you'll keep us in your prayers too, David. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan.
Bye-bye. All right, fine. Well, that was David from Quebec, and now we've got David calling from Tennessee. And again, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, David. How are you doing?
Doing great. Just want to call and ask a question or maybe get you to comment on the foreign invasion of the Mexicans running across the border. I live in Tennessee in a small town, and it seems like they've made their way up here and sort of took over the town.
I know, and of course the thing is, you have to understand, David, what really happened is that when we passed the NAFTA agreement, why, that opened up, of course, Mexico to, flooding that country with American corn was subsidized, and we undercut the Mexican farmers down there. There was no other way they could survive. These were dirt farmers. These were very poor people. And what were they going to do to feed themselves and their families? Well, they knew, and pretty soon the word got around, that the American government wanted them to come north. Why? Because we didn't try to stop them coming across the border. Once they got across the border, why, we would give them free health care, we'd give them free education, they could get jobs, they could send them money home. The immigration and naturalization authorities were prevented from doing anything. If we caught them, all we would do would send them back, and they could come back again. So they knew that the American government was encouraging them to come north, and they did. I mean, if you were living down here in Mexico as a dirt poor farmer, why, you'd have probably been at the head of the line. I know I would have been. And certainly they violated our laws, and they shouldn't be here because they're going to undermine the fabric of our society. But what the leaders of our country really want, who have no loyalty to America, they want a multicultural, multilingual society so they can play these Mexicans against the gringos, and they can play the black against the Mexican and bring in all these people with a different culture, and so that they can, because this is how you're going to create chaos, and they want to create chaos. And I'm sure they've taken away a lot of jobs from Americans, and they've undercut them in the housing industry and the carpentry and in cement work and just in the labor work, and they've taken the jobs away from the blacks. And, certainly we're Americans, and we understand the problem down there, but we've created a lot of the problem. We never should have had NAFTA. We never should have opened our borders. But everything is being manipulated by people who've got a long-range plan, and they really eventually want to unite Mexico and the United States and Canada and raise our living standards to that of the Mexican dirt farmer. And they're going to accomplish it unless you can help us educate the people about the fact this whole thing is staged, and they are actively, and they have been up until very recently, encouraging illegal immigration. And the president, when he says, I'm against amnesty, I just want people to be able to stay here and become citizens, I mean, there's something wrong with what he's saying.
I understand the government's view and the big corporations wanting them up here and all about the North American Union. Perhaps what I should have asked is, our government's not going to do anything to them. In fact, they want them over here.
Yeah, right.
Just like the truckers, the Mexican truckers, they're getting ready to come up here and take our truckers' jobs. I'm asking as an American citizen that sees the foreigners coming over here, taking all the jobs in the school system, in the hospitals, them giving them government checks, how does an American citizen try to combat that without an insurrection?
Well, I think the most important thing, David, is to We've got to educate the other people. And unfortunately, they're going to have to get hurt before they're going to begin realizing that there's a problem. Because as long as people are affluent, I mean, if it's somebody else loses their job, that's too bad. But, of course, when they lose their job, then they sit up and take notice. And so things are going to have to get a lot worse, I'm afraid. But what we have to do is understand there is a master plan. And anybody can read it. It's up on the Internet. It's called the Earth Charter. Talks about the new spirituality. Talks in point 10A. It talks about equitable distribution of wealth within nations and between nations. Now, if we get people to stop and think about that, how would we get equitable distribution of wealth between nations? Well, since we're the richest nation in the world, we'd have to send our wealth out of this country. And that's exactly what they're doing. This document was presented to the United Nations in the year 2002. It was written by Stephen Rockefeller from the Rockefeller family, the son of Nelson Rockefeller, Marie Strong, former Assistant Secretary General of the United Nations, and certainly by Gorbachev, who was a communist, but they're all deeply involved in the occult. So what we first of all have to make people understand is there is a plan, it's written, and if you don't have access to the Internet, we'll be glad to send you a copy of the Earth Chart. If you call us and ask for it, it's 1-800-544-8927. They even go so far as to keep this Luciferian document in the Ark of Hope, which is a Luciferian counterpart of the Ark of the Covenant, and designed to look exactly like the Ark of the Covenant, only a little bit more gaudily decorated. And our job is to try to get people to, first of all, to see what's happening economically and politically, but then to understand the spiritual forces behind it. And hopefully when we do, David, people are going to begin to understand they better get into a good relationship with our Lord, because this is a spiritual battle, and people are going to have to decide whose side they're on, because there's not going to be any place in the middle. There's no place for neutrality. We're fighting for the survival of Western civilization and for the souls of men. And I just want to make sure that I know you're on the right side, and I hope many of our listeners are. Our job is to get the truth out. And believe me, I think people are going to be listening a lot more as things get worse. And just hang in there. Don't get discouraged. Our job is to do our best. That's all we're called to do. We cannot win this battle on our own. But with the Lord's help, hopefully we will.
Okay, I appreciate that comment. I've even went so far as starting a little newsletter once a week, sending it to everybody I know. I've been a long time listener of Genesis, and what did you say the website was?
My website, of course, is radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. But anybody who wants to get a copy of the Earth Charter, they can just go up on the Internet and Google in Earth Charter. Google in Earth Charter, and it'll take you to sites where it's published. But we'll be glad to provide it to anybody who wants it. If they call us at 1-800-544-8927. In fact, we probably really ought to publish it up on our news, up our website, so people can pull it down. The Earth Charter is the Mein Kampf of the occultist plan. And what's so difficult for people to understand is that Gorbachev, the former dictator of Russia, was deeply involved in the occult. And people only need to read the book by Wayne Peterson, who is, of course, deeply involved in the occult himself. He's living over in Henderson, Nevada, with hundreds or perhaps even thousands of occultists who've moved in there waiting for the return of the world ruler. Of course, that's not the world ruler that you and I are waiting for, the Messiah. It's, of course, the world ruler coming from the dark side. But our job, and essentially that's covered in the book called Extraordinary People, Extraordinary Times, which we do carry. People have to order it specially, though, because we don't list it on our website, nor do we list it in our catalog, because it is truly a satanic book. But it's a very important book, and it gives you real insight into what's really going on and introduces you to somebody who's in contact with the other dimension. And, of course, you can actually go to our newsletters, and we actually have written extensively about Wayne Peterson and about Gorbachev and his tie into the occult. Only then can you really understand what's going on. And, of course, if you trace this whole thing, you'll find out that there have been these people involved with the occult who've been working it with the communist movement since its inception. Because what's the common goal of the communists and the capitalists, they all want a world government, and they want a new world religion. And, of course, they want a new world leader. That's what it's all about. And whether it's communism or Rosicrucianism or theosophy or masonry or the Skull and Bone Society, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, or certainly the Trilateral Commission or the central bankers or the people who run the Great Tax Exempt Foundations, they all want exactly the same thing, world government. That's what it's all about.
Thank you for taking my call, and I'll hang up and listen.
All right, God bless, David, but you keep up that newsletter and keep trying to reach people, and then if you can get them to listen to Radio Liberty, just mention our address there. It's radioliberty.com. They can listen to us 9 hours a day on the Internet feed at that site at radioliberty.com.
Thank you.
God bless, and thanks so very much. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we always enjoy our open line programs. If you have another question, we've got time for maybe one more call. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. The one thing I would tell people is understand everything is to manipulate you and give you a false understanding of what's going on. You're supposed to believe that there's a battle between the conservatives and the liberals. Oh, those liberals are terrible. Or I'm sure if you're a liberal, why it's the conservatives are terrible. You're supposed to believe that there's a battle between the Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership. Whereas the truth of the matter is, they're all intent upon creating world government. Do you hear any discussion in these debates, of the Democrats or Republicans about globalism? About NAFTA, about the World Trade Organization, about CAFTA, and of course you don't. You didn't hear that when George Bush was debating John Kerry in 1994 for the presidential election. Why? Because they were all in favor of globalism. So they talk about all sorts of other things, and should we raise taxes, should we lower taxes, should we increase spending? But of course, look what the Republicans have done. They've given us the greatest deficits we've ever seen. They've given us the greatest trade deficits we've ever seen. They have expanded government tremendously, with the Medicare drug bill and with the No Child Left Behind policy. And they talk a good game, but look and see what they do. And when they tell you, well...
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked, and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. And, of course, this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we depend on those of you who listen to us to help us. And if you believe that we're right and we're correct and we have an important message, we hope that many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters. And then, of course, we want to remind you about our all-day conference. It's going to be on the 28th of October. It's going to be at the Aptos East Cape Country Club. And, of course, we hope that many of you can come and bring your friends and bring your skeptics. And of course, we're going to be serving lunch. Program's going to start. Well, doors will open, I think, about 7:30, but the program will start about 8:30, and we'll go through to 5:30. We will be serving lunch, so you're going to need to have a reservation. And again, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. We were talking about a book we carried. It's called Extraordinary People, Extraordinary Times by Wayne Peterson, who writes from the occultist point of view and tells you that about Gorbachev and his occult background, tells you about all the people living over in Henderson, Nevada, who are waiting for the return of the world leader, Maitreya. And, of course, Maitreya is to the Hindu. Of course, there you have your Mahdi, who, of course, is the Messiah for the Muslim. And, of course, then they have the Messiah for the Jews. They have Christ for the Christians. And, of course, they all believe that world leader is coming. But the one, of course, is going to be the world leader of all the people is Maitreya. And he will be coming and appearing in Henderson, Nevada. At least that's what Wayne Peterson believes. And there are an awful lot of people who are being drawn there from all over the world. An amazing book, Extraordinary Times, Extraordinary People. But understand there is another dimension. There is a spiritual dimension. There are people who have given their selves to the dark side. And many of these people have been well rewarded. If you haven't seen our videos, they sold their souls for rock and roll. They sold their souls for rock and roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. We recommend this very strongly because it explains what happened in the ministry, in the music industry. And, of course, if you wanted to be very successful, you wanted to be one of the leading rock stars, you wanted a lot of money and power and drugs and all the things that go with that, all you had to do was make a deal with the devil. And they really did make the deal with these demonic forces. But, of course, what happened to them is what we tell you in the DVDs. They sold their souls for rock and roll. But the same thing has happened in education. The same thing has happened in banking. The same thing has happened in the military and in government. And there are people who have actually sold their souls, have come in contact with the other dimension. Now, this was part of the story we tell in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, but even more so in my talk on the Forbidden Secret. That's the Forbidden Secret, which will introduce you to this other dimension, and the people who have, of course, espoused this and have contacted the other dimension down through the centuries, down through the millennium. We have another great 4-tape and 4-CD set called The Secret Behind the Secret. We have a great award-winning DVD, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, the DVD, the Riddles in Stone, the secret architecture of America's capital, and you won't understand so much of what's going on or even why we're fighting over in Afghanistan and Iraq today unless you understand this is the long-range plan. It's been around for hundreds of years that America was to lead the world into the New World Order, the New World Religion, the New World Leader. Remember our number, 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And please, of course, pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for our leaders and our ministers. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. So I hope many of you will be here on the 28th at our conference. And
oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're bare.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5.